Okay, so good morning and welcome to Breakfast and Learning. Today's class should be for the Hatzlachat Svah Haganah Yisrael and also for the Refuah Shalom Kol Petsuayam Yisrael, all of those on either Tefillot and Yifad Yoshev and Zina Yifad Yoshev Kol Sharach Halam Amo Yisrael, and also for the returning of all of our hostages with Zad Hashem, that they should return home to their families with mental health very soon with Zad Hashem. Today we're going to be talking about having bitachon when living amongst family and friends. So here he says, Rabbeinu Bachya says, "V'im yah bodeh v'lohim bal isha u'krovim v'ohavim v'oyevim." If somebody who's having bitachon, he's having trust in Hashem, is someone who has a wife, has children, relatives, friends, family, enemies, yiftach v'lohim batzalato me'em, he should rely on Hashem even to save him from those people. What does that mean? I'll explain. V'yishtadel lifrua ma shechayav lahem, he should do his best efforts to try to discharge and fulfill his obligations towards his wife, his relatives, his family, whatever they need. And to fulfill their additional desires. To be sincere with them. He should avoid causing them any harm, whether it be physical harm or emotional harm. A lot of times, people, they get to a state of emotional needs and emotional struggles. And then what do? They start taking it out on other people. Well, you shouldn't do that. So what he's saying is a prerequisite and something that will help you resolve that is having stronger trust in Hashem. When a person strengthens his trust in Hashem, then his emotional health also will be strengthened as well. And he says, "V'sabev al ma sheyeh tov lahem," he should seek to bring only good for them that will benefit them. "V'yeh ne'eman b'chol inyaneihem," and he should be dependable in all their aspects and all their affairs. And then he says something very interesting. He should teach them the ways of conducting themselves to bring them benefit, both in the spiritual and worldly matters. When it comes to serving Hashem, it says, you should love your friend like yourself. And it says, you should not hate your brother in your heart. What does that mean? When you do for your wife and children, it shouldn't be for a motive that you have. It shouldn't be for an agenda that you have. Many people, when they give to their wife, when they give to their children, what do they have? They have expectations. So, I gave you this, I gave you that, I did this for you, I woke up early, I took care of the children, I did the dishes, I did this. And they have expectations. He says, that's not good. He says, below the kadem etzlam, you shouldn't do it not in order to have expectations for them, or not in order to, in the hope that you receive some type of benefit from them, or in order to make them feel indebted to you. You should never want that. That's not the goal. It shouldn't be out of desire for their honor or praise. You should never do things in order so that your spouse, your children, your family, anyone will honor you. That's not the point. Because then you lose out on what the mitzvah is. And it's not in order to become someone who's an authority over them. A lot of people today are running after kavod. The Gemara says, anybody who runs after honor, honor runs away from him. And anyone who runs away from honor, honor runs after him. And he says, your intention should always be, I just want to fulfill the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the mitzvah, the commandment of my Creator. That's what I'm doing. I'm not doing it because I know my wife is going to recognize me. I'm not doing it because I know they're going to announce me. I'm not doing it. No, that's not why. If you do that, that's not Lashem Shamayim. If a person is serving Hashem with ulterior motives, with other reasons that he has in mind, besides for the reason of just doing it to serve God, that is not doing it solely for the sake of Hashem. You're doing it partially for the sake of Hashem, but it's not solely for Hashem. Velishmor brito pikudav alehem, and to keep your covenant with Hashem, and to keep His directive regarding every single thing that He places in this world. So I think one thing we can learn from this Mahamar, what Rabbeinu Bachya is trying to teach us, is the importance of doing things L'Shem Shamayim. Right? But many people, they have a hard time doing things when it's solely just for the sake of God. Many people, for example, I'll give you a few examples. Example number one, someone, they want to give charity. So what do? They come to try to ask someone to give charity. Now most times, first thing is charity, what's in it for me? What do I get out of it? Oh, we'll give you this beautiful plaque on the Kanisa with your name, and you can do it in honor of this person, Lilu Nishmat this person. And they say, wow, look what I'm going to get out of giving charity. But the best way of giving charity is giving it in a way that you don't receive anything in return for it. That's the highest way. But many people aren't capable. So what, I shouldn't give charity if I'm not able to do it in the best way? No. the Chachamim say, Mitoch shelo lishma, ba lishma. That even if you're not going to do it for the best way, for the best reason, you should still do it, because eventually you'll come to realize that I should be doing it for the right reasons. So, unless you're doing it to lekanter al chavera, for example, to be making fun of your friends, or to be showing yourself off and stuff like that, even if you're doing it for kavod, even though it's not the ideal, mitoch shelo lishma, ba lishma. The Chachamim understood that you should still do it, because in the psychology of your brain, you'll eventually come to the realization that, hey, I'm not doing it for the right reason. Let me do it for the right reason. So do it anyway, even if it's for the wrong reason. Now I'll tell you how the Yetzer Hara works, and we'll finish with this. The Yetzer Hara, he works in such a way that he tells you that, oh, I don't have the right intentions, and it's not worth it, I'm not going to do it anyway. And he stops us from doing mitzvah. Because he tells you you're not capable of doing it for the right reasons. But you will come to, you have a promise from the Chachamim, that you will eventually come to do it for the right reasons. So even if you're not doing it for the right reasons, don't stop. Push yourself to learn what the right reasons are, to have the right intent, that I'm fulfilling the mitzvot, I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm giving charity, I'm doing tzedakah, I'm doing chesed. Why? Solely for the sake of fulfilling the mitzvah of Hashem, for the sake of fulfilling my obligation and my commitment to the Borei Olam. But if I'm not able to do it for that, let me still do it and I'll get there one day. For some reason, people box themselves in this box, thinking that I'm either in or I'm out. There's no such thing as partial anymore. Right? Someone says I'm Shomer Shabbat or I'm not Shomer Shabbat. Who says that's the case? Who says you automatically box yourself in that I'm either fully or I'm not? Why can't you say I'm not fully there yet, I'm working on it? Right? And I'll give you an example to explain this point. Many people I've met, they tell me I'm not Shomer Shabbat. I say, okay, tell me about your Shabbat. He says, yeah, I sleep for 8 hours, I go to Knesset for a few hours. I say, hold on, you just told me 12 hours of the day you're doing things that are keeping Shabbat. You're sleeping for 8 hours, you're in Kanisa for a few hours a day, you're eating for a few hours a day, half of Shabbat is already Shomer. So why are you saying you're not Shomer Shabbat? You're really half Shomer Shabbat. All it is a change of perspective. When you change your perspective to think, hey, you know what? I'm really doing it. I'm just not fully there yet. Mitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. You may not be fully there yet, but if you tell yourself to do it anyway, even though I'm not fully there yet, let me try it, let me work on it, and I'll get there eventually. It psychologically will help you be able to achieve your goals and get there at the end of the day. I give everyone a bracha that Bezad Hashem, we overcome the Yetzer Hara, that he'll never be able to hold us back from fulfilling mitzvot. Even if we're not doing it necessarily for the right reason at first, we'll be able to fulfill those mitzvot and get to doing it lishma for the right reason at the end. Have a great day and Shabbat Shalom.